Do you recognize this voice?
I can only say I've learned a huge amount of medicine from doing this role. I've also forgotten a huge amount of medicine.
Maybe this sounds more familiar.
Cocaine explains the narcolepsy. Narcolepsy explains the sleepwalking. Whatever's in the cocaine, other than the cocaine, explains the memory loss.
Yes, that is Hugh Laurie from the hit series on Fox TV, House. He's only one of many actors, British, Irish, Australian, who play American leads on television dramas. NPR's Kim Masters asks why these roles aren't played by, if you'll forgive the expression, real Americans.
House is a medical man. These other guys are in law enforcement. There's Rufus Sewell in the new CBS series, 11th Hour.
On the night the plane crashed, temperature on the ground was minus 20
Celsius. He's British.
Celsius.
This is Jason O'Mara in ABC's Life on Mars.
Speaking of which, can you go down to 215th Street Impound in the morning, give Reeves' car a once-over? There may be something in there to get us a line on this guy.
O'Mara is Irish, and just to show it's not only the boys, here's Australian Anthony LaPaglia and British actress Marianne Jean-Baptiste in the CBS show Without a Trace.
So what's with the whole swastika thing?
Well, apparently one of the groups saw the fight between Tom and Alan online and asked Tom to join. Now,
that's quite an invasion of talent from overseas.
There's a limited number of actors who really can kind of carry a series on their shoulders.
Peter Golden is head of casting for CBS. Given how hard it is to find a real star, he says, it only makes sense to look abroad.
It's really throwing the net wide.
And lately, that wide net seems to be catching a lot of actors from England, like Damian Lewis on the NBC show Life.
Roll sound, please.
Life is about a cop named Charlie Cruz who returns to the force after being wrongly imprisoned for murder. Farr Chariot is one of the executive producers of Life. He says he and his partner, Rand Ravitch, considered American actors to star in the show, but Chariot said something was missing.
You're either a geeky American lead or you are the big brawny American lead, but we didn't have those kind of 40s, 50s movie stars we used to. It's tough to find somebody who could be verbal but also manly.
Ravitch says he's a bit of an Anglophile, but more importantly, British actors are trained. Damian Lewis performed with the Royal Shakespeare Company, and Ravitch says that training is built in part on a strong comic tradition.
What we found out about English actors is that they're funny. The American tough guys, we had a hard time finding one who will be the butt of the joke. Whereas Damian, when that is appropriate, Damian has no problem doing it. He's like half Stan Laurel and half Steve McQueen.
And you could argue that in our system, if you're a young actor who isn't leading man handsome, you're probably not going to get nurtured the way that you would in England or in Australia, just based on talent.
Damien is very handsome. I mean, I'm a married man, but I think Damien is very, but Damien is very, very handsome.
Absolutely, but you know, when he was 19 years old, he was probably a little bit gangly, and he wasn't like a young, heartthrob-looking guy.
Ravitch says Life is very much about its Los Angeles setting, and Lewis had to be convincing as a native. Lewis had played an American hero, Major Richard D. Winters, in HBO's Band of Brothers, so they knew he was up to the task.
And I have started to develop an American persona that I actually feel as comfortable in almost as my native English one.
I found that pretty convincing, but Lewis admitted that switching takes a little time.
First thing in the morning, if I come in, you know, I find myself just twisting my words up because I get caught between an English and an American pronunciation.
In his trailer during a break from shooting, Lewis answers my questions in American. He says playing Charlie Cruz is harder if he switches, and he thinks consistency helps the cast and crew.
If they're only dealing with one Damien, you know, throughout the 16 hours, 15 hours that we spend together each day, I just think it's more settling for people.
Lewis says he's not sure why so many British actors are being tapped to play American heroes, but he says one theory is that American actors of his generation have either made it by their mid-30s or not. British actors, he says, are fresh faces, even though they've lived enough of life, so to speak, to make them interesting to watch. Kim Masters, NPR News.